Summer officially begins this week, but around the world, the search for water during the hottest months of the year has turned into an exacting, exhausting daily ritual year-round. In One Well, The Story of Water on Earth by Rochelle Strauss, with illustrations by Rosemary Woods from Kids Can Press, we realize just how precious this life-granting liquid is. The earth as a well is an apt and compelling image for Ms. Strauss to use because it makes palpable the need for water on a planet with growing populations, drawing on this increasingly scarce resource. China and India, we learn, are home to over one-third of the world's people, but the World Well gives these countries only one-tenth of the planet's fresh water. It's hard math all the way through, especially when one considers that the fresh water on the globe is finite. Just as there's a carbon footprint that we each leave on the environment, there's also a watermark that can be attached even to some of those common things in our lives, like a glass of milk, which takes about 49 gallons of water to produce, or a bicycle that uses 34 gallons to manufacture. That real daily search is the subject of Herb Hoveler's book, Ryan and Jimmy and the Well in Africa, that brought them together, also from Kids Can Press. This is the story of Ryan Hurljack, who began when he was 6 years of age to raise the money to build a well in a village in Africa where, he had learned from his teacher, the residents had to walk up to a dozen miles a day to find fresh water for their needs. As Jimmy began doing chores and odd jobs to raise the necessary funds, the costs kept growing. To properly dig the well in Africa would eventually cost $25,000. But Ryan refused to be discouraged by this seemingly Sisyphean undertaking, and he did the smart thing. He took his quest public. And I mean Oprah. But there's more to the story. The well brought together the children at Ryan's school, who became pen pals with the children at Angolo Primary School in Uganda, in the village where the well would be built. They say that many of the more important events in the ancient world happened around wells, or other places where you can find fresh water. And I believe they still do. Things like friendship, purpose, selflessness, and a spirit of our kinship in the global village.